Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me via Zoom this morning, I have Barb Morse, the temporary Sitka Parks and Recreation Coordinator. Thank you so much, Barb, for coming on air again with us and talking about, wrapping up the things that have been happening and setting the groundwork for next year. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks. Appreciate you inviting us on.
Oh, well, I mean, we love letting everyone in the community know about all the cool things that are happening in our community. One of them that's been going on is during this winter break for the school district and all the families, Parks and Recreation has been doing family activities. And these are just kind of starting to wrap up as winter break wraps up. What are the last bits of hurrah for those winter activities?
Well, today at Blatchley, we will be having a family open gym. So that's for people of all ages from 2 to 4. And there'll be skating available, ping pong, open gym. So feel free to come by. That'll be the last open gym that we have during the holiday break. Mm-hmm. And then we also have the theater program wrapping up tomorrow. They'll be doing their performance tomorrow morning, mostly to family members and such. But that's been a really fun camp that has been put on by a volunteer here. So we really appreciate that.
Awesome. It's fun to have winter break, but I don't know if I have too much time off, you want to get antsy. It's fun to have these extra opportunities to do something fun, especially like with the open gym, of getting the whole family together in a place that isn't always cold and icy like it can be outside, but inside place to have some fun together. And so
we'll be doing those open gyms on Saturdays as well, skating and family open gyms during the rest of the years too as well.
So. Oh, excellent. The fun will continue. And for beyond just family-oriented activities, something coming up in the next few weeks, I guess months here, is the often quite anticipated, the City League events happening for different sports. So what's coming next on the docket for City League? Who should be getting, dusting off the tennis shoes?
The City League basketball season is just wrapping up, but the tournament will start next week on the 2nd and go through the 19th. So that's for the City League basketball, and there's been three different levels going on. So that'll be really fun. And shortly after that, the end of January, we'll be starting up co-ed volleyball for City League. So during January, we'll start offering some open gyms for volleyball too on Saturdays. And then the 1 week that the EdgeCom Invitational is going on, the 11th to the 14th, we won't have the City League tournament because all the refs will be reffing over there. And so hopefully we'll offer some additional open volleyball to get people ready to go. So,
excellent. So for folks who may not have been involved in a City League before, and maybe they're like, I've always loved volleyball, but it's been so many years. Where would one go to, learn more about, what does it mean to be on the City League and just to, try to get on a team? Where can they go for that information?
We're going to be start sending out to you and to the newspaper and all, and it'll be on the city's Parks and Rec website as well, the information on the co-ed volleyball. But anybody can always contact us at our office too, or email us. But it's open. It's a co-ed season, and it's for all levels. There's different levels that people participate, from beginners to people that are more competitive. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of fun, and it'll take place over a place of about 10 weeks. And it happens in the evenings. So because, the gym's pretty busy, we usually can't get into the main gym till 7:45.
Okay.
But because there's two courts, we'll be running two games for volleyball. And so, we'll be able to fit it in Monday through Thursday, and on Sundays is when the games typically take place. So,
awesome. And nice to hear that you don't necessarily have to have a really competitive bone in your body. If you want to just get out and play, there's a place for that.
It's definitely a lot of fun for people that just love to get out and play.
So. Awesome. So yeah, basketball wrapping up, and then volleyball coming out here shortly. And yeah, we'll stay tuned on the community calendar and in the Sitka Sentinel for when those dates will be popping up. So something that is part of your position with a temporary coordinator for Sitka Parks and Recreation is to kind of lay groundwork for building up building up a bigger program. And a big part of that is, you know, getting people from the community to help you do that. So with this volunteer program that's being created, what kind of volunteers are you looking for? What is this program? What do you see it looking like?
Well, for starters, you know, the Parks and Rec startup to begin with came at a health summit initiative where basically a group of community volunteers got together and created the Community Recreation Initiative to get the recreation program up and running again. And with, you know, Parks and Rec support and the city support, they were able to get positions added back in. So, I mean, volunteers have played like a key role from day one. Mm-hmm. And the folks on that Community Rec Initiative have continued to be involved. They're some of the people that have helped with planning City League. I could take out a full page ad to say in the Sentinel to tell you all the things that Andrew Frisky has done to support this program.
Wonderful.
But I mean, other people have helped with helping with teen gyms and with planning and just other things on the ground. So, you know, it's definitely volunteers are an really important part. So far this fall, for example, we've had AmeriCorps folks volunteering for different things. Michelle just did that class. We've had other people help with open skating and special events. The National Honor Society young people from both Edgecombe and Sitka High have been really involved and helped. So just, you know, a lot of things that's already happening. But to set up a more formal volunteer program, because sometimes there's people that want to volunteer to teach a class or, you know, help with something on a more ongoing basis. And so we're setting up a volunteer program similar to what they might have at the animal shelter, mm-hmm. but specifically for Parks and Rec so that people can, you know, do something that really matches their interests and needs. Some people might just want to do a one and done type of volunteer, which is great. Others might want to be involved on a more ongoing basis. And that's when we have a little more in-depth conversation, find out what they want to do and see how we can make it work to offer more programs for the community.
And what I mean, even just from what the you know, current activities going on, it's a big spectrum from, you know, communities, you know, citywide basketball and volleyball to these family gyms to a theater program. It's really where, you know, if people coming forward with the interest and the ability to, you know, get these programs started, ideally Parks and Rec will kind of help to create those opportunities for the rest of the community.
Oh, definitely. I mean, and I think that the volunteer program is a great way to start. You know, down the line, we'll be looking for people that, you know, if they want to be instructors mm-hmm. to actually, mm-hmm. you know, get paid for it and do programs like has been done in the past. But for now, we're starting with, you know, people who come to us and want to, you know, teach pickleball or set up a ping pong tournament or whatever it might be, you know, mm-hmm. To help. So that's, we definitely welcome that. That will be very important to the success of the program. You know, it has been from the beginning, getting the volunteers involved. And so, yeah.
Excellent. So for folks who, you know, maybe someone out there is like, I love pickleball with a passion and I want to bring a tournament back, you know, get that happening. For a volunteer who's interested, how should they go about, is there an application process? How would they go about starting that relationship with Sitka Parks and Recreation?
You know, the first step would be just to contact us.
Okay.
And our email is recreation@cityofsitka.org. And then the phone number is 747-4031, which if you don't get us, it goes to our email and we get the message.
Oh, perfect.
And just if people want to write volunteer in the subject line. And because I think, you know, before someone fills out an application, it's really good to talk to them first
yeah.
and kind of find out what the interest is, what the scope is. And then because for things that are very simple, we might not go through the whole process. But for anything that's right. going to be more involved over time, we would have them fill out the volunteer application and, you know, just work to get something that's a good fit for their interests and needs. So we definitely want to, you know, follow up with every single person who's interested. So.
Wonderful. So there's the city's website has the Parks and Recreation page where people can kind of get a feel of what's happening now and to get a hold of you if they've got ideas for more or want to pitch in. That was recreation@cityofsitka.org or the number was 747-4031. That is it's a good, I feel like with, you know, it's the end of the year, people getting resolutions and, you know, goals for 2023. Be a good thing. Maybe it's, you know, pitching in more to your community or, you know, trying to be more active or all these different things. Volunteering with Parks and Recreation Department could dovetail in nicely with a lot of people's goals for the next year.
Do we still have a minute that I can chat about the...
Oh, we sure do. Yes.
Okay, great. One of the other things that has been brought up to my attention as something to work on is with Parks and Recreation setting up a system similar to like Friends of the Animal Shelter, where you can, you know, be a nonprofit and accept funding mm-hmm. and to do some things that are more capacity building. I know the original group from the Community Rec Initiative had a long-term vision of better facilities for recreation. And it's, you know, just being able to accept donations and, you know, have that body. But it can be overwhelming too. You know, I have people that are interested in getting started on that, but some of them are a little hesitant sometimes because it is a lot of work to set up a nonprofit. Yeah. So one of the things that I have, when I was at the National Parks and Rec Conference, I talked to folks at the National Park Foundation, which is a very small nonprofit, that their sole purpose is to help Parks and Recreation Department set up an entity for that.
Perfect.
And because we have funding specifically from the Health Summit for things just like this, we had a $2,000 donation. So we're using $350 of that to join the National Park Foundation so that we can have that guidance that they'll help set up the whole process and then also, you know, just guide you with funding opportunities and things like that. So I am definitely looking for additional volunteers. I have some people that have said they're interested in doing that, but I'll be looking for other people that might want to take that role and to be more in on the long-term planning for Parks and Rec. So definitely reach out to us, if anybody that's interested.
That's pretty exciting stuff to have this, you know, yeah, laying the groundwork for all the good things that will grow and happen through Parks and Recreation here in Sitka. Well, Barb, thank you so much for joining me this morning with the work that's happening, like the last family gym nights happening for winter break today, 2 to 4 at Blatchley, but still happening on Saturdays throughout the school year. City League coming up, and then for volunteers interested in teaching a class, helping to set up a nonprofit, any kind of interest in being a part of the community. They can talk to you, recreation@cityofsitka.org.
Or I'll be there today from 2 to 4.
Excellent.
So if anybody stop by and chat. We're always, you know, wanting to talk to people and find out. That's how our program will get strong, is to, you know, hear from the community what they want.
Perfect. Well, yeah, hopefully people will stop by, have a conversation with you before playing ping pong or what have you within the family gym times. Well, Barb Morris, temporary coordinator for Sitka Parks and Recreation, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much. Appreciate your time.